Nolte, Joe Biden's Real Clear Job Approval Average Sinks into 30s. By John Nolte on December 12, 2023. In the Real Clear Politics, RCP, poll of average polls, Joe Biden's national job approval rating average sank into the 30s for the first time since July of 2022. Currently, the RCP average has his fraudulency at 39.9% average approval. Biden's average disapproval sits at 56.6%. Currently, Hunter's dad is 16.7 points underwater. Biden's approval rating has never really recovered since his disastrous surrender in Afghanistan during the summer of 2021, when he left behind billions of dollars worth of American weaponry for the same Taliban behind the September 11th attacks. Between August of 2021 and August of 2022, Biden's average approval rating slipped from 52 to 39%. From there, it rebounded a bit, but just a bit, never hitting 45%. Since April, though, as the horrors of Bidenomics, illegal immigration, and worldwide conflicts hit home, the downward slide has returned. What had been a reasonably healthy average approval rating of 44% last April is now back in the 30s. Biden's average disapproval rating has also been climbing, from 52% in April to 56.6% today. It is also worthy of note that on this same day in his presidency, former President Trump enjoyed an average approval rating of 43.9%. His disapproval rating was 53.5%. Whereas Biden is 16.7 points underwater today, Trump was just 9.6 points underwater. As of this day, all the polling is terrible for Hunter's dad. Throughout the 2020 campaign, the RCP national poll of polls against Trump never showed the Donald within 4 points of Biden. Not once. Biden led by 4+ points through the entire campaign. Today, in the RCP national average, Trump is up 2.4 points, 46.6 to 44.2%, against slow Joe. Out of the 13 polls used in this average, Trump leads in 11. On this same day during the 2020 campaign, Biden was leading Trump by an average of 7.5 points. In the vital swing state of Michigan, Trump is up by an average of 4.1 points in the RCP poll of polls. In the vital swing state of Georgia, Trump leads by an average of 5.4 points. Biden won both of those states in 2020, allegedly. And this is why the corporate media are fabricating wild and aggressive claims that if re-elected, Trump will destroy democracy, become a dictator, and jail and murder people. Why, it's almost as if the media so desperately want to stop Trump from securing the border and drilling for oil that they are doing everything they can to encourage violence, even assassination. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jjmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. A new hardcover edition has just become available. Borrow Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning.